Folks can't hear you boo, but they can hear you vote.
The president, is it his last stand, his last race? It is his last race. He's either going to win it or lose it. The only guy that can take that seat away is Mitt Romney. Speculation, speculation, and it's time to vote. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to this version of America Tonight. You can throw in your two cents as we talk about some of the things that are at stake here, not that we haven't been doing that, and try to nail the electoral count. Where do you think it falls? Because at this point, everything is over except for voting counting. That's it. It's all about the math. Many people did the early voting thing. Others will vote on Election Day across this great, big, bad country. And ultimately, someone's declared a winner, not just in the presidential race, but in some hotly contested Senate races, and 33 seats in all, actually, some of them shoo-ins. House flipped completely over, meaning not flip the seats, but everybody was up. It could be the end of Nancy Pelosi. That would be something to watch. And also, locally, there are a slew of issues like medical marijuana, Obamacare in four states, whether or not the clause of having to pay for insurance if you don't have it is constitutional in one state. Montana, they're saying that. So we'll see what happens. Some of the big issues, some of the big moments in the campaign, we'll have it all for you on Election Day. Already, voting, of course, has begun. Early voting was hot and heavy, and I think we're going to see a big-time turnout at the polls this time around. And just judging by people in what they're saying and the frustrations, unless they decide to completely stay home because they've had enough. Mitt Romney had his own last-minute push. Here's the Rompster on the last day of campaigning.
The door to a brighter future is there. It's open. It's waiting for us. I need your work. I need your help. I need your vote. Walk with me. Walk together. Tomorrow we begin a new tomorrow.
So here's how the polls are going now. Gallup says Romney 50%, Obama 49%. ABC Washington Post has Obama at 50%, Romney at 47%. And Rasmussen has Romney at 49% to Obama's 48%. To me, that means it's a toss-up. It's a toss-up. And I'll tell you what, you got a couple of different websites. You want to go to the right, that would be Drudge. You want to go to the left, that would be Huffington Post. If you read any of the headlines on Huffington Post, it's Obama. He has won. He is clear in the decks. If you read any of the links to Drudge, it's definitely Romney. He has definitely bagged this one. At this point, it's still about the math. So the electoral counts. That's the thing that counts the most. Ultimately, who do you think snags this? Again, you can ring in and throw in your two cents, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, or you can shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Coming up this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk to political consultant David Johnson. He worked in 88 on Bob Dole's presidential campaign, and he has some interesting things to say about states that you think could be the states that will determine what will happen. But he switches that equation around and says, look at a few other things. So he's coming up shortly here on America Tonight. And so is David Dalka, too, during this entire show, you know, the rest of the way in this show, talking about weather and whether or not with hurricanes in predicting Sandy and what happened with Sandy, whether or not we will see in the future a better model of looking at the entire breadth of a, or if you will, how wide the ultimately the storm was going to be, and he'll be in our third hour. And then, of course, climate change. You know, that was a thing that was kind of avoided a little bit in the election, brought up just a teensy tiny bit, talking about the green movement. And Leighton Stewart is in our fourth hour if you're hanging around for all of America tonight. That's what's on the menu. Also, remember, you can go to GCN.com, GCNlive.com, and download anything in the show that you missed in case you want to hear one of those segments or some of the responses and that kind of thing. We're also going to talk this hour on about Rudy Giuliani slamming FEMA, saying, hey, this response was as crappy as Katrina's. Wow. So why do you think he's saying that? Part of the reason is because some would say that Obama got a little bit of a bump. Sadly, it's weird to say that, with the response. He was on the ground, all that stuff, immediately pushing FEMA. He got a little bit of a bump for what he was doing as far as the storm and coming in and touring New Jersey and going in New York and all of that. And Giuliani is flat out is blaming the president for the response. But, you know, does that have any kind of a sway with voters in New York or New Jersey? Not really. Those are two definitely Democratic strongholds. So other than cherry-picking certain races there, I don't see either one of those states, and neither does anyone else, going in any way, shape, or form the way of Mitt Romney. Now, different story when we talk about Ohio and what could happen in Ohio, what could happen in Virginia, what could happen in Pennsylvania, what could happen in Nevada, what could happen in Iowa even, or Wisconsin. You know, the thought was Paul Ryan is on the Republican ticket in the VP slot. Things are looking a little bit different in Wisconsin, even though in the past this is a state where Obama was able to pick it up. Maybe this state swings back in a different direction. And that's what the game is. The game is about finding out where the numbers are and the battleground areas, the few remaining moments that Obama has or Romney has to make a statement. That's what they're doing. They're scrambling, and that's what they did during the day. They're scrambling to go out to those areas where they think it could be a little rocky. The president thinks it might be a little bit rocky. They're not saying that, but that's why they're there. And where Romney thinks there's a chance that they could possibly pick up those electoral votes, which would swing him in that direction of winning this thing in what could be very razor thin or not. Because if he has the math on his side, then he takes this early. So the clock has really ticked down. And that's it. That's all she wrote. It's all about the voting and the ballots. Casting the ballots and counting the ballots. How about problems with the election? We're going to talk about that next here on ATN.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Did you do the early voting thing, or perhaps you're voting on election day? This is it. Either Obama is out and they're getting the moving trucks ready after November 6th and 7th, or he's in for another four. All the strategists, all the hiring of people to maneuver behind the scenes, all of the finger-pointing, all the rhetoric of any kind, the Sunday swirls, all of that temporarily over as far as this presidential election, unless it drags on because there's problems with the ballots, which I'm going to tell you about coming up here in a second. If you want to weigh in, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Tomas in Michigan. Tomas, did you already vote? Are you voting on election day?
Oh, I always wait to the last moment because you never know what's going to come up, you know.
Yeah, right.
They keep the good stuff till the end.
I like that, the good stuff.
Right. I mean, I don't see any reason why I should be voting, you know, a month ago and then all of a sudden I... You know, some people might have voted before that Benghazi thing. Who knows, you know?
Yeah.
I tell you what, today I met both of the Josh and Matt, Romney's sons.
Uh-huh.
They were hearing snippets. And if there's any way you can keep me on after this, I can give you the phone number so you can get them on the show. Because I talked to the communications director, and I got the phone number. Matter of fact, you're not going to believe this, but they were on a show of a friend of mine who we both know, who's very notorious, but you've never interviewed. His initials are LS. He has his own radio show now, and he had both of Romney's sons on for like 20 minutes.
Oh, how funny. Yep, there you go.
But I can give that number to Matt, or I can send it on Facebook. Either way, you know, I think Pennsylvania, for me, Pennsylvania and Michigan are going to really decide it early on. If Romney can win both those states, it's over. And if he cannot, if he loses both of those states, then I think it's going to be a long, long night. What do you think?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. That's it. I mean, that's it in a nutshell. We're talking to David Johnson coming up, and that's exactly what we're talking about. What are the scenarios to winning it? And it's all about mathematics. And if he doesn't wrap up those two, it drags out longer, and we'll see what happens with those provisional ballots in Ohio if there's some kind of complication with them. There shouldn't be because of the numbers, but maybe. I mean, you don't know. You know, that's the ultimately the thing. Maybe there is something that pushes this race further down the road.
You know that Florida, they won't call that for a while because
yeah.
that panhandle in Florida goes into the next time zone, so they
mm-hmm.
have to wait an hour for that. And I think there's a couple of states like that. I think Kentucky or Tennessee are kind of like half and half. And
right,
I know. And I think even Indiana, now Michigan is all in the eastern, even though, you know, it stretches pretty far. It'll be, they'll be counting that with the first batch of states. But I think Pennsylvania and Michigan, if Romney can win those, he's got it in the bag. So listen, I'll give.
Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we'll do. We'll put you on hold, Tomas, and we'll get those numbers from you. Thanks for doing that. Doing a little producing for us on the side, and we'll get the numbers, and we'll see what happens tomorrow and see if we can have a chat with them as well. The thing that I was going to talk about with the ballots is, you know, the military. This is always a big deal, too. Supposedly thousands of people in the military did not get ballots. Now, I don't get this. I mean, there's got to be something that we can do to make this right for the overseas military people, because they should be able, of all the people, shouldn't they be able to cast their vote? Of course they should be. So thousands of them won't even get them until after November 6th, and then they're going to fill them out? I mean, come on, give me a break. Talk about disenfranchisement of thousands of people. Mail redirection in the military takes 14 to 50 days. So this is what happens. Picture this, the ballot. Where do you think it is? It reaches the voter a month after they have to be mailed back in order to be counted. And the Military Postal Service Agency says that problems with the system... they had the problems with the system after the 2010 election, but they haven't done anything to implement changes. Of course not. Oh, you just go on that battlefield and risk your life. You just crawl across those IEDs. And we know it's about freedom and being patriotic and getting your chance to vote, but I'm sorry if it doesn't reach you. Oh, that's just, I don't care how many ballots it is. It's just not right. I don't care if it's a tiny amount. If it's thousands, whatever it is. So what happened was the ballots won't reach them until after election day. And you had a group of senators who advised Leon Panetta to create a centralized mail redirection system and modernize the military mail delivery. Duh. I mean, that's pretty disconcerting anyway. If you mail something and it might not get there for 50 days, what? Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous. All right, it's about predictions, and besides the, you know, again, the disappointment of the military folks not getting a chance to vote, you heard Tomas talk about Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is definitely in play. A lot of people are saying that some people in the Philadelphia suburbs are voting for Mitt Romney, which is incredible because that's a Democratic stronghold, if that's true. And there's such a difference between what happens in Pennsylvania between Philadelphia and Pittsburgh and all of that territory in between that could definitely be in play. I get that. But I'm surprised about Philadelphia because that is massively Democratic. Not that there aren't Republicans, but if you were going to not, if you were going to look at places to throw your dollars, you wouldn't throw your money if you're Romney's people. You wouldn't throw your money really into Philadelphia, into the big stations there, because that's not where you're going to pick up these votes. But if they are picking them up, Senator Pat Toomey, who's a Republican, predicted, I saw him on one of the cable shows, that Romney, just like Tomas said, would carry the state of Pennsylvania. So pushing back against these suggestions that the Republican efforts in Pennsylvania is just a desperate ploy to find a different way to get to 270 electoral votes. And, you know, you look at 2010, though, and Republicans got the state offices in Pennsylvania. They swept them. And maybe that was a sign of a big change there. And maybe that was a kind of a foothold or a starting point, if you will, for the Republicans to make some inroads. But they're not wasting their time if people are voting that way. Even Paul Ryan, the vice presidential candidate on the ticket, campaigned in Pennsylvania over the weekend. Muhlenberg College, I used to go up to Muhlenberg College and play tennis against that team there. They gave the president a 3-point advantage, and that's up kind of by the Poconos. They gave the president a 3-point advantage there, but that's just, you know, hey, that's one college campus. So independents, undecideds. Toomey says he thinks that they're going to break hard for Romney in the hours before Election Day, and once they start to vote, that they've got enthusiasm and momentum and lots of energy there. Wow. That would be something if the Romney took Pennsylvania, I'll tell you that. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're kicking it political style down the road, so stay with us.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready.
Some are not.
MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
People looking for water and food, and now we've got this nor'easter that's about to slam into the East Coast. Boy, they're just not getting a break, especially in these shore areas in New Jersey and, as we've seen, in New York, too, Long Island and Staten Island, and just how awful Sandy was and what a disaster it was. So we've been talking about Hurricane Sandy, and was there enough warning, and do we get enough warnings with hurricanes, and how do we measure this, that kind of stuff. David Dalko joins us now, and he's a weather expert, and he's all about crunching those numbers, the big data, as it were. So, David, thanks for coming on ATN. I got to ask you this right off the bat. When you saw Sandy, and I know because you're a weather geek guy, and I'm not even a geek about it, but I was looking at every satellite image, everything. You must have been looking at that. What were you thinking?
I was thinking that the warnings were understated for what was going to happen, which is exactly what occurred. And the tragedy in that is the data that's necessary is actually communicated. It just isn't clear. It communicated in a clear and concise way.
Yeah. What do you think they should have done? They should have said mandatory evacuation. Come on, this, you got to roll. Look at all these areas where the bay is going to meet the ocean. We could have serious waves here. You can't wait this out.
Well, there's the emotional aspect, which is what you just talked about there. But then there's the rational and data aspect, which is, you know, buried within the advisories that they put out every 6 hours, the National Hurricane Center actually puts out the number of miles from the center of the storm of where the hurricane force winds are occurring and the number of miles from the center where the tropical storm force winds are occurring. So in this storm, in Hurricane Katrina, the tropical storm force winds were only 230 miles from the center. In this storm, in Sandy, the tropical storm force winds were 475 miles from the center. So in other words, this storm was twice as large, just based on that one demographic, than Katrina. Now, granted, it wasn't as severe at the center, but imagine if that data was clearly communicated in a way that that consumers and media folks could get the magnitude of the size across. Because part of this thing is, what is the size of the impact? How big of an area will be affected? What are the areas of these storm surges, and how large an area will it be? We've never seen anything like what occurred last week before in terms of the magnitude of the size of coast that was affected.
Yeah. And here's the thing. If you look at the weather, you know, the way they look at this, the National Weather Service, and I think this is what people don't understand. Explain the scale that's used for the National Weather Service.
Sure. There's an old scale that was developed decades ago called the Saffir-Simpson scale, and it goes on a simple scale from 1 to 5. Sandy was a 1 when it hit the shore. Hurricane Katrina was a 4 at the time that it hit the shore. But the length and width of the storm that it hit, you know, was much larger with the storm, coupled with some other unique aspects of the type of coastline where this hit, made it more severe. But the problem is that metric wasn't communicated clearly in the media. It wasn't clearly put in, the blog post I wrote about this, which I encourage everybody to look at and send to the National Hurricane Center and ask them to change this, would advocate, changing this metric so that the Saffir-Simpson scale number was enhanced. So it would show these hurricane force wind miles from the center ratings and tropical force storm wind mile from the same center ratings in one clean metric. So this storm would have been a 1, 175, 475. Katrina would have been a 4, 125, 230. People would be confused about this at first, but over time, people would say, well, what does that mean? And they would ask questions, and then they would start to say, oh, that's more clear and concise information that I can take action with.
Yeah, so why don't they use the better data that's available? Why don't they use stuff that's more accurate? Why do they continue to use the scale they're using?
That's a great question, Kate. And the answer to that is, I don't know. My guess would be that, like all of us, we're creatures of the processes we've traditionally done and the way we've done things. And even though they provide this data, they provide it in giant 1,000 word text blobs with words that the majority of the population aren't able to read because of the reading level. So, it's all about how can we, in a world where we're so overwhelmed with content and communication today, how can we distill it down to the core essence of what needs to be communicated so people can act, so people don't cry wolf when it's a small storm and don't underreact when it's a large storm.
Yeah, there you go. Underreact is, to me, that's what's so scary. And now we see this nor'easter. I mentioned this at the top, that's coming in the direction of the east. What you look at this, what could this possibly do to the folks that are already trying to bail themselves out? It might be dry and they're dealing with sand now, but what happens when you add rain into the equation? And it could be a lot of rain, I understand.
Well, there's a couple of different impacts here. First, I'll put them in two categories, those that affect people and those that affect property. So in the category of what affects people, we still have millions of households that don't have power right now. And we're in a season where that's not a good time of the year to not have power. When the temperature's in the 30s at night, that's not cool. Well, it is cool, but not in a good way. And, there is a lot of this story because of how remote the areas are that are being affected, by the power, that the national media, I don't think, fully has its hands around and is not fully portraying the American people. So ultimately, those people are going to be in a world of hurt if it comes through and it's raining and cold when you're already cold and you don't have heat. I mean, that's a really bad situation. And on the other side of it, in terms of the land impacts, we destroyed hundreds of miles of sand dunes on coastline. So all that means in English is any storm that comes along now that traditionally wouldn't have been a big deal, suddenly now doesn't have any barriers for those waves to hit. It just goes right back up to where it was. And that's going to be a problem for this entire winter season along the New Jersey and New York coastline.
Yeah, do you think they need to build better barriers based on what we saw with that storm and Irene and some storms before that?
Yeah, that gets into a personal political belief situation. And some people would say, you shouldn't rebuild in those areas. And some people would say you can try to build bigger and better barriers. And, there's mixed arguments on both sides of that. And, those are tough decisions that those local and state governments are going to have to make in conjunction with their populations. And, I don't really think it's my place to tell a local city how they should run their lives, other than communicating clearly to people when they're in danger, which is what we're talking about this evening. The restoration of property, that's a personal decision, right?
Right, absolutely. How about this, in looking from the weather perspective, and you're talking about the information and getting the correct information out to people, and this isn't political, but maybe it's a good idea for people to be ready to roll. Like, I lived in California, and people would say, make sure you're prepared for the earthquake. And I used to think, well, that's ridiculous. I grew up in the East Coast. What do you think, the big one's going to happen? And sure enough, there were a few little earthquakes that were pretty scary. And what they meant, they were telling me, have some water, know where your emergency, have an emergency generator, have a few things ready. From your perspective and looking what happened to people, wouldn't you say, as a weather expert, that that's probably a good idea?
Well, just in general, that's a great idea. And I think, a lot of programming that comes through GCN advocates that behavior. And, I still think not enough people have heard it and needed those warnings. There's a number of great and wonderful people that talk about those things in great detail. But, I think psychologically, whether it's the big data about making decisions about our daily lives, or the big data about decisions in businesses which made wrong, or whether it's these weather situations which happen infrequently, and therefore we tend to not know how to react rationally to what we're being told. We tend to say, oh, it's not going to be that bad, we'll be okay, and that's our first instinct, right? So
right.
Ultimately. We tend to do that, but at the same time, we tend to look at those things there, and there's large parts of the country that are, like you said, ready and ripe for other, reactions here. I mean, there's tons of the other parts of the coast that haven't been hit by hurricanes in decades that are ripe targets. Places like Miami, places like Tampa, places like Houston, there's tons of other places like that. And then there's the earthquake risk, which, if you look at that, isn't just California. There's the New Madrid Fault right in the center of the United States, in Arkansas there that the last time that happened in 1812, rang church bells in Boston. So, these are all real things that you need to be prepared for. And I think what we do see from this event is, especially in a large populated area, there's no way the government can make an appropriate response no matter how much they prepare. So you taking action before the event, whether that's you leaving the area or whether that's you being hunkering down and having all the things that you know you need, becomes more paramount. But part of that starts with, when do you know you need to make that reaction? And that's why I'm advocating this change in the Saffir-Simpson scale.
Good advice. I hope that people heed what you're saying. Check it out at daviddalca.com. David, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Keith.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his Tonight's powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do it to your collarbone bone. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me. I like to make myself, you can make me scream.
Tonight, we started off talking about the election, and we're going in that direction again. In just a few minutes, we're going to head to the mailbag. The first votes trickled in. A New Hampshire town, Dixville, New Hampshire, to be exact, is always first. So the last rally's pretty much over. There'll be a little bit of maneuvering on the final day. And now it's about the swing state votes, because that's where really all the action has been. Will Obama get the 270-300 he needs, or will it be Romney instead? There are a lot of monitors that are on watch, on guard, for fraud on Election Day, worried that some shenanigans will happen. Although voter fraud, when we talk about it, traditionally isn't so much at the polling places, unless it's intimidation. And I think the intimidation is, why haven't the military been able to get their ballots? Why didn't they fix that situation? That should have been fixed when there was a problem the last time around. I don't care if it's 100 or 1,000 or 5,000. It doesn't matter. They shouldn't get ballots after the fact and feel like it's not significant, that their vote doesn't matter. Sorry, you're on the front lines, but we can't get those ballots to you in time. That's ridiculous. Already there's a lot of allegations about illegal immigrants on voter rolls in Nevada. Nevada is kind of one of those swing states, too, that could go in a couple of different directions. So this is where all the action is, because this is what everybody's talking about. The electoral map is very much in play. That's why the swing states are in play. While all of this is going on, we're just talking about Sandy and bracing for another potential storm with these areas along the Jersey Shore and elsewhere recovering, picking up trash, bulldozing houses. They could get hit with this nor'easter, so it's going to be cold, it's going to be rainy. That's just awful, adding insult to injury. So New York is going to let voters displaced by the storm go to any polling place they want to go to. You know how that's always the eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing? Oh, you're in this county, so you have to go and vote in this area. It doesn't matter about the counties. You just go and vote. Very smart of Governor Cuomo and New York to come up with this plan. Vote wherever you can get to a voting place. That completely makes sense to me. Voting was on your minds when I checked the mail today, so let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, yes, we have mail. And our first one comes from Billabow. Or it could be Billabow. And Billabow says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I have to tell you, I always get excited for Election Day. It's kind of like the Super Bowl to me. I'm not much into sports, but I am into politics. I always have been. And it is wild to watch the election results come in. I will never forget 2000 and the hanging chads. I don't think it's going to be that kind of a result night. I think it's going to be pretty straightforward, despite the fact that some think there may be obstacles in the way. All right. I hope it's straightforward. I hope we know who's in by Wednesday morning. That'd be great. Absolutely. I don't know, though, because Ohio could come into play in this election, depending on the other scenarios of electoral votes. You know, it's like putting together a puzzle. Well, if I get these four states, then I've already bagged it, because then you can't possibly add up the votes in those other states. That's why we keep talking about the swing states, the swing states, the swing states. All right, we move on to this one. Johnny C. says, America Tonight, can't wait to hear your election offerings. I think it's going to be a wild night, actually, where we're going to see some things that will shift in different directions. And maybe the electoral map comes into play even more than was originally thought. You constantly say it's about the numbers, and boy, this is the great example of it. It is about the numbers. And I think Obama is vulnerable this time around. I voted for him the first time, was too disappointed the second time, couldn't go there. There may be a lot of people that join me who are people who normally have gone the way of the D's. So if the D's turn into R's, well, then that would trump the president. How many people feel that same way, though? Is it a small minority, a big chunk of people, or do we have others that say, I don't like anyone, so I'm not going to vote? To me, that may be the biggest thing. People who just flat out say, I don't like either one. I was a Ron Paul person. I'm for a third party. I'm not backing either one of these guys. I just can't do it. I've heard that a bunch. So how many of those disenfranchised types just simply will not go and vote? So there you go. Here's one from Sandy, who says, hey, I've been enjoying the offerings lately, and I can't wait to see, ultimately, if the president gets a repeat performance. I have to tell you, I am voting for him. I don't know that I would have voted for him if there had been somebody better that had run against him. The problem is, Romney just isn't the answer. I feel like I have to vote, so therefore my vote goes to Obama. You asked about electoral votes. I think Obama gets 303. votes, and this election is called in the very early morning hours on Wednesday. I don't think that this drags out. Okay. This is from Bill, who's listening to us in Illinois. Bill says, wow, I heard a little bit earlier Tomas talking about Pennsylvania, especially, and what a difference Pennsylvania can make. I agree. Pennsylvania could be the kingmaker after all. Wouldn't that be ironic? And Romney may be the beneficiary. In fact, I think Romney's the beneficiary of an ineffective administration. Much more than people are saying, I think more people will vote for Romney than for Barack Obama. I'm almost certain of it based on people that I've talked to. And listening to your show, I hear a little bit of both. Yeah, we've had a lot of both. There's plenty of people that are supporting Obama and plenty that are supporting Romney and plenty that support common sense, and they can't find any common sense anywhere. There's too much of a log jam, and that's the problem with politics, and that's why so many people are just tired of the whole thing. All right, for a break in all of that, this one comes to us from Gary, who says, you would not believe the damage along the Jersey Shore. I live in New Jersey, but an area that wasn't hit quite as hard. However, I've tried to go and help the people in Seaside Heights and some of the other places like Belmar where they were hit hard. Cape, it is just unbelievably depressing to see these shore towns. They don't look like shore towns anymore. The Army Corps of Engineers is digging out literally main streets and rearranging the beach. Yeah, that, looking at the video and the pictures, boy, it is nasty. And that's exactly what they're doing. The Army Corps of Engineers are digging out the sand, and they're trying to figure out where. They don't want them to just dump them on beaches. They got to figure out where they're positioning this, because you've also had beach erosion that you're dealing with. Any thoughts on what we're talking about here, any of the offerings on America Tonight, you can send them to me at americatonight.net.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
To be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.